Don't use the orange light no more. I did for a while, and you'd hear people go, they move and fall over and shake and everything else. Well, that's one way to do it. But I prefer now to use the golden light, soft, gentle love with a caring to help people move out of the animal into the Christ level without giving them this, you know, shaft, so to speak. I watched them do it. And it works. I'm not saying it don't work. I'm just saying that I didn't care for it. Well, less sensitive people are more susceptible to the orange light than they are the gold light. So they would probably have what we normally call chorea with an orange light than they would with the gold light. But both get the job done. And one is done with a tender, loving, caring. And it takes a little more effort on our part. Orange light. And if it either dries it out or they fall over. I've seen people just fall over and just roll like a fish, flop around. Well, I don't want to do that. Yeah, a gold light. Another thing, you use the orange light, you'll get a... I know when I was down at the Methodist place when Muktananda was here, he was filling the room with that energy. And some beautiful black-headed gal, I mean, she was pretty. She come, got on my shoulders and took and spun around on top of my head trying to go down into my head. I said, where in the hell you come from? What do you want? And I finally run it off. I said, get away from me. I'm not interested in this sort of thing. Just leave. And she fell off of me, and then she tried to get back, and she almost knocked me over a couple times. Like that. She's just hitting me real hard trying to get back into me. So we don't want that kind of stuff. I don't. If he wants to do it, or his people want to do it, and you want it, go him. I'm not going to play that game. I'm just not going to do it. What we want is a golden light of love, we want people to feel like we really care about their spiritual growth. We don't want people to feel that we're trying to gather them into our particular center. We want them to feel free. And after nearly every session, Muktananda would go around or have his people go around and say, now I want you to send a dollar to my place in India, and they give you an address where to send it. We're not going to do things like that. We want to teach people how to find the path within themselves for pure devotion to the God within. We're not interested in captivating anybody.